So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the halacha of meis v'chot tashmishav asa b'hano. A dead person and all that is buried with him is forbidden in all benefits. The Gemara proceeds with the following machlokes. Ha'oirig beged l'mes. Someone weaved shrouds for a dead person, but the shrouds were not actually put on the mes. Abaya amar asa v'rava amar mutar. Abaya holds the shrouds become forbidden in all benefits because hasmana milsihi, the designation alone is considered like it was actually used, and therefore that isra hano does apply. Rava holds the shrouds are permitted in all benefits because hasmana lav milsi, the designation of the beggar alone is not considered like it was actually used, and therefore the isra hano does not apply. The Gemara says, however, all agree regarding tavi la riga mutter. If he only spun thread with which to weave shrouds, they are permitted because, as Rashi explains, l'chazi l'mes. Since the threads are not fit to be used for the mess, they cannot be considered designated for the mess. The Gemara explains that their machlekes is based on the source for the Isra Hanov of Tashmishi mess. Abaya holds Gamar Sham Sham Me'egla Rufa. The Isra Hanov of mess is derived from Egla Rufa through Exerus Shav of the word Sham. The Pasuk of Egla Rufa states, V'orfu Sham Mesa Agola Banachal. And the Pasuk of Meis states, V'tama Sham Miriam. Therefore, Ma'egla Rufa Bazman Mitzra Hainami Bazman Mitzra. Just like Egla Rufa becomes forbidden through mere designation, through Yiridasa L'Nachal Eisan, when the calf is brought to Nachal Eisan, so to the Beged becomes forbidden through a mere designation for the mess. While Rava holds, Gamar Sham Sham Mevaydiz Kachavim, the Isra Hanov mess is derived from Avaydiz Zarah through the Gzer Shav of the word Sham. The Pasuk of Avaydiz Zarah states, Asha Abdu Sham Hagoyim, and the Pasuk of Meis states, Vatoma Sham Miriam. Therefore, Ma'avitz Kechavim Bazman Le Mitzra, Avhocha Nami Bazman Le Mitzra. Just like Avodah Zarah items become forbidden only if they were actually used for Avodah Zarah, but not through mere designation, so too the Beged becomes forbidden only if it was actually put on the mess, but not through mere designation. The Gemara explains that Rava holds Gzeir Shabbat is from Avodah Zarah and not from Egla Rufa, because Mishamshin Mi Mishamshin Gamrinan, Lafuke Egla Rufa Dehi Gufa Kedusha. Both Beged Meis and Avodah Zarah items are similar in that they only serve the Davar Aser, but they are not the actual Iser, while Egla Rufa is the actual Iser. While Abaya holds the Gzer Shav is from Egla Rufa and not from Avodah Zarah, because Midi de Urchi and Midi de Urchi Gamrinan, Lafuk Avodah Zkachav and Delav Urcha. Both Mes and Egla Rufa are a permitted practice, while Avodah Zarah is a forbidden practice, and therefore, as Rashi explains, Le Mitzra Bahazmana Dilma Mahaji Behu. Avodah Zarah items do not become asa through mir hazmana because perhaps the owner might still have second thoughts and refrain from doing the avera. The Gemara proceeds with several proofs to this machlokes, and we will discuss several points. The Gemara applies this machlokes to the halacha of kisel tefillin asa lanich b'mois. One may not put money into a pouch of tefillin because it's tashmishi kedusha. Rav Chisda says, "Hai sudra de azmane lemeitzer be tefillin v'tzar be tefillin asa lemeitzer be pshiti." Only if the pouch was both designated for permanent use and actually used for tefillin, one may not put money inside. However, tzar be'beloy azmane, if a pouch was only used for tefillin temporarily, but it was not designated for permanent use, or azmane be'loy tzar be, the pouch was designated for permanent use, but it was not actually used for tefillin, shari lemeitzer be'pshiti, one may still put money inside because he holds like Rava that hazmana lav milsi. While according to Abaya, Asur lemeitzer be'pshiti, one may not put money inside because hazmana milsi. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechta Shkalim in which it appears that the question of whether hazmana milsi is actually a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakhama says, Meisra ha-meisim la-meisim, meisra ha-mes le-yersha. If money was collected for the burial costs of general meisim, and there was a surplus, the leftover money goes to other meisim, but if the money was collected for a specific meis, the leftover money belongs to his heirs. Remeir disagrees and says, Meisra ha-mes lo yigabo hen achayav eliyahu. The leftover money of a specific meis may not be used at all. Rav Nosson says, Meisra ha-mes yasenu dimas al kivrei oizilu v'lefnei mitase. The leftover money of a specific meis must be used for his other expenses, such as to erect a monument or to sprinkle wine before the bier. Apparently, the Tanakhama holds like Ravo that hazmana lav milsi. Therefore, Meisra ha-mes liyarsha. The heirs may benefit from the money designated for the mes. While Rameir and Rav Nosson both hold like Abaya that hazmana milsi, therefore lo yige ben ashayab eliyahu, or yasenu dimas hakivri, no one else may benefit from money designated for the mess. The Gemara reconciles the machlekes tanoim with either Abaya or Rava. Abaya mitarts letameh. The kuli ama hazmana milsi, perhaps they all concur with Abaya that a beggar designated for a mace is asur. However, the Tanakhama holds the chazi le tafis to le chazi le tafis. only the money that was needed becomes designated for the mess. But the surplus does not become designated for the mess. Therefore, Maisa Mes Liyashab, the heirs may use this money. While Reb Nosson holds, Pshita Le Devadei Tafis. Even the surplus becomes designated for the mess. Therefore, Yasadimus Al Kibri, the money must only be used for the mess. While Reb Meir was unsure whether it Tafis, Eloi Tafis, therefore, Liyigaben. The money may not be used for the mess without permission from the heirs. Perhaps they all concur with Rabbi that a beggar designated for the mess is mutter. And the machlikis is in whether the mess is entitled to all the collected money through the embarrassment that this caused him. The Tanakama holds, ki bazulei achuli machal zilusi gabi yershin. The mess forgoes his embarrassment for the benefit of his heirs, therefore meisa mes liyershin. Reb Nosson holds, pshita lei deloi machal, elkach yasadimus akivri oizilof lefne mitasi. The mess does not forgo his embarrassment, and wants the money to be used for his needs, therefore Yasadimus al-Kivri. While Remei was unsure, Misafkele imachel ilay machel, therefore Layigaben, the money may not be used for the mess without permission from the heirs. The Gemara proceeds with several other proofs and concludes that this is actually a machlokes hanoim in the following braisa regarding the batim of the tefillin in which the parashias, the parchment, is housed. Tzipan zav, oishad tol alein oishad behemet tzmeya psulis. If a person covered the batim with gold or he covered them with the hide of a non-kosher animal, the tefillin are pasul. Or behemet tzahira ksheris. If the tefillin were covered with the hide of a kosher animal, the tefillin are kosher. And the Tanikama adds, ava pishali ibden lishman, even if the hides were not processed lishma for the sake of the mitzvah. Apparently the Tanikama holds, hazmana lav milsi, and therefore the ibord, which is merely hazmana, is not mandatory. Shimon Lil disagrees and says, "Af oy behemet tahira psulis achiyabdu lishman. If the hides were not processed lishma, the tefillin are pasul because he holds hazmana milsi, and therefore the ibud, which is hazmana, is mandatory." The Gemara concludes, "Velchus akavasei derab." The Gemara proceeds with a brisa. Tarnabon harugi malchus nechstein lamelech. Those who are executed by a Jewish king, their assets belong to the king. Harugi bezdin nechstein liyarshin. While those who are executed by bezdin, their assets belong to their heirs. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, "Afarugi malchus nechsein liyarshin. Even those who are executed by the king, their assets belong to their heirs." The Rabbanan brought a proof that nechsehan lamelech from the pasuk that refers to Navos who was executed by the king Achav. Hine bekerem Navos asher yored sham larishta. The word larishta implies that Achav rightfully inherited the vineyard that belonged to Navos. While Rabbi Yehuda says that this is not a proof for nechsein lamelech because ben achi aviv haye v'ro liyarshe haye. Achav was the first cousin to Navos, and he was an eligible heir in his own right. The daf concludes with the incident of Yoav ben Tzeruya, which continues into the next daf.